story matters.
Vandia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.zf and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Former Health Acting PS Siva Kachimba and senior ZAMSA officials nabbed over health sector corruption probe. Bowman Lusambo's appeal judgment rescheduled after court hearing fails to proceed. And in global news, Kinshasa and M23 rebels resume talks in Qatar in effort to implement truce. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Hadi Mugando. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, working together with the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, and the Zambia Police, has announced the arrest of former Ministry of Health Acting Permanent Secretary for Administration, Dr. Siva Kachimba, alongside some senior Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA officials, and two directors of private companies. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, DEC Director General Nelson Banda says the arrest follows ongoing corruption investigations in the health sector. He has disclosed that the arrests bring the total number of individuals arrested and charged in the ongoing investigations to 10. Mr. Banda has revealed that Dr. Kachimba has since been charged with willful failure to comply with laid down procedures in procuring of contracts.
I wish to announce that the Drug Enforcement Commission, as a member of this task force, has arrested the former Acting Permanent Secretary for Administration and Minister of Health, Dr. Siva Kachimba, alongside other senior ZAMSA officials and two directors of private companies as a consequence of the ongoing investigations in the health sector. The arrest, therefore, bring the total number of individuals charged and arrested in this matter to 10. Four were arrested earlier, as you might be aware, I'll mention their names. The details are as follows. Dr. Siva Kachimba, we've charged him with willful failure to comply with laid down procedure in procuring of contracts. We have also arrested one Japhet Piri, a procurement specialist at ZAMSA, for forgery and uttering of false documents.
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has disbursed 200 million kwacha out of the 400 million allocated this year for the capitalization of the Local Authorities Superannuation Fund, LASF. Speaking during the launch of the LASF 2024 to 2026 strategic plan in Lusaka today, Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Sialubalo said this brings the total government support to the fund since 2017 to 1.6 billion. Mr. Sialubalo said this commitment underscores government's determination to bridge the financing gap and ensure the timely payment of accrued benefits. He further indicated that the ongoing pension reforms go beyond policy rhetoric, reflecting tangible actions backed by substantial financial resources. The minister has also commended the launch of the 2024 to 2026 strategic plan, calling it a crucial document aligned with the 8th National Development Plan, which is a significant step towards modernizing the pension system to meet current needs and rebuild public confidence.
Let me assure you that the government remains steadfast in supporting us. Already, we have spent 200 million kwacha out of the 400 million kwacha, which was allocated for the capitalization of the past. This brings total government support, 10, 12, 17, 1.6 billion.
At the same event, LASF Acting Managing Director Miona Mola said the success of the strategic plan requires a collective commitment from all stakeholders to improve service delivery and ensure long-term sustainability.
In your community, safeguarding welfare of the workers in the retirees across the country. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2024-2026 strategic plan is indeed not only a roadmap for us, it is also a collective plan
An appeal judgment at the Economic and Financial Crimes Court, High Court Division, involving former Lusaka Province Minister Boma Lusambo, has been rescheduled to an unknown date after a hearing failed to proceed this morning. The panel of three judges, comprising Pixie Angailo, Susan Wenjalani, and Anna Ononuju, could not sit because one judge was absent, forcing the court to postpone the session. Mr. Lusambo's lawyer, Charles Changano, has confirmed the development and raised concern over the lack of prior notice that the judgment would not take place, despite the necessary logistics such as the presence of the convict, among others, being ready. Mr. Lusambo is challenging both his 4-year conviction and sentence handed down by the Lusaka Magistrates Court on the 8th of November 2024, after establishing there was fraudulent acquisition of public property and conspiracy to defraud the government. In his appeal, Mr. Lusambo argues that the trial court misdirected itself in law and in fact when handing judgment, while the state maintains the conviction was sound, relying on testimony from public officers and financial tracing, it says, demonstrated that Mr. Lusambo abused his position to influence the allocation and sale of public property for personal gain.
We are informed by the marshal that one of the judges is not present in Zambia. He has gone out of the country. So we have to be told when the judgment is coming. For now, the case is not taking place and we were not informed by notice. So we will wait for the notice to come. Yes.
Two Lusaka women accused of attempting to bribe a police officer to secure the release of their husband from custody on an alleged incest charge have pleaded not guilty to one count of corrupt practices. Appearing before Lusaka magistrate Anna Vomvas Holland, 42-year-old Rebecca Mbewe and 30-year-old Sylvia Musawantu denied the allegation that they sought to bribe victim support unit VSU officer Peggy Malambo at Kawata police station to secure the release of their husband, who was in detention 4 months ago. Allegations are that the pair conspired to offer 4,808 kwacha as a reward for the unlawful release of their husband, accused of incest involving his 10-year-old biological daughter. After the duo took plea, Magistrate Holland set September the 8th, 2025, for commencement of trial. The court also remanded Rebecca Mbewe in custody and extended Sylvia Musawantu's police bond to the trial date. The duo appeared before the court without legal representation. In global news, a new round of talks between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda-backed M23 rebels is underway in Doha. The two parties are looking to reach agreement on how to implement a Qatari-brokered truce they signed last month. Despite that deal and an earlier one signed between Kinshasa and Kigali in Washington, fighting has continued in the DRC's north and south Kivu provinces. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
Punitive U.S. tariffs of 50% on many Indian goods have come into effect. Donald Trump is punishing India for its purchases of Russian oil. Delhi calls the levies unjustified. Denmark's foreign minister has summoned a senior U.S. diplomat following reports that unnamed Americans are trying to conduct an influence campaign in Greenland. The U.S. leader speaks openly of his desire to acquire the autonomous Danish territory. Ukrainian drone attacks have been reported overnight in several parts of Rostov in southern Russia. They include Novoshakhtinsk, where an oil refinery is located.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
Phoenix FM. A whole new light for radio.
And now the business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, is urging large businesses to take part in its new cooperative compliance program aimed at improving tax compliance through trust and transparency. Speaking during a workshop whose area of focus was improving the tax compliance environment for large businesses,